Hello and welcome to this week's SEO, Andy, and a big welcome to everyone who's joining us on YouTube Live. My name is Andy Kinsey and I am an SEO expert. Been in the industry for over 15 years, almost 16 years now, and you can find me on SEOandy.com. This week, we have a special for you. We're going to be talking all things web hosting. And in particular, we're going to focus up front on if you've got a single website, that is a website such as a blog or a shop or a publication website such as the likes of, say, a news website or a large publication rather than a blog, say, an article website or a listicle website, and you need specific hosting for it. And you're looking for the hosting for that and what your needs are, and in particular, when it comes to SEO, what you should be looking for. Towards the end of this podcast, we're going to be looking at the more rounded approach. So, if you've got a network of websites or multiple websites with different needs, what you should be looking at because that's slightly different. Or indeed, if you've got an enterprise style website, where you're a big business and you're not so much in the SME or large publication world, what you should be looking at, because as I say, they are slightly different. So let's kick off then. So you're looking for a web host, obviously you're going to want quality and you're going to want security, scalability and usability. That last one is a bit of a weird thing to say, usability. So we're going to kick off there. So, what exactly do I mean by usability? Well, unless you've got an in-house tech team or you have someone who really knows what they're doing with IT and web hosting, in which case you wouldn't be listening to this, you're going to need a control panel that is going to be user friendly, and you're going to need customer service that is going to be top notch. But you're also going to need a web host that makes things really understandable to you. All of those fall into usability. So let's start with that support. So the support needs to either A, it does need to be this, it needs to be live support. So you can pick up the phone to them and say, I have this problem. Can you fix this right now? Or on an email and you create a ticket. What you don't want to have to do is log into a system, say at 2 o'clock in the morning and say, I've got this urgent problem. That is a pain in the backside. And trust me, I've been there with these large companies, and you just end up waiting 6 or 7 hours for a response for a website that is down, and it's a pain in the backside, and you still don't get a resolution at that point. So you want that priority support, you want live support, and even if that live support is only during like business hours or it's during extended business hours, you want that live support. And then the priority support continues outside of that. And you also want to go with that an uptime guarantee. And we'll come to uptime a little bit later. You also, if possible, want a knowledge base. And this knowledge base kind of fits into this usability area, because actually you want the ability for you yourself, if you're technically minded, or your technical team and your developers, or someone like myself as an SEO expert, to be able to jump into that knowledge base and say, actually, I need to resolve this problem on your web host. So from my end, if it's a specific kind of web host, I need to ha know how to implement something, and I don't want to always have to create a ticket or I may not have permissions to create a ticket for you. So I need to be able to turn around and go, I need to implement this specific thing in your web config. And they should have a knowledge base that says this is where it lives in your specific hosting. For most hosting, it'll be in the same place. But for some, if they have a specific setup, it might be somewhere else. And they do that because their specific setup is designed for a specific need. So, for example, there are lots of WordPress specific hosts that have files in specific locations because they can cache it in a specific way. So, for example, the config files for a specific host that I deal with is in a really weird place. It's about six layers away from where you would expect it to be. And they then also refer to that in about three other locations that you then have to clear the cache for. And knowing that makes life so much easier, but it's all in the knowledge So next up, we spoke quickly there about scalability. Now, scalability means space, so the physical space you have to store all your files, but it also means speed. Now, let's be a bit clear here, and we'll come back to the speed issue a little bit later. You've got the physical space, and you need a certain amount of space for your size of website, and on most hosts, you will be able to scale that space really quickly. So you could turn around to them and say, I need more space, and they will be able to do it either at the click of a button or in a couple of hours. And it is the same across the board because most of them you will be using some kind of shared hosting, and if you're not, then a couple of hours later, they will be able to have afforded you a certain section of your hosting or their server and rebuilt it. If you're using an enterprise service where you've got a physical server, which is not really rare these days, but it's a little bit rarer than it was, say, 5 years ago, then it's a little bit harder because it will be a server rebuild. But usually within, say, an hour, 2 hours, you will have that physical hosting changed to have more physical space. So you can go from, say, having 10 gigabytes of space to having 100 gigabytes in the space of a couple of hours. It's not an issue. And it doesn't cost very much. On the other side of it, we've got the RAM, which most people say is speed. Now, is it speed? This is a question that has changed slightly, probably in my thinking in the past 2 or 3 years. So, let's split this out slightly. So, what you have is your website that is performing a lot of repetitive tasks. And the number one on those is serving the page to the user. And it does that again and again and again and again and again by not just getting the HTML of the code of the page, but entering your database. Now, if you've got something like a blog, you do not need a massive amount of RAM. Even if you have an extraordinarily large website or publication, you do not need it. What you need to do is get an external service such as Cloudflare and put that on the front end of your website. Now, that will deal with the caching element of those pages, ensuring that you don't hit the database so often. And it will also cache your images, so you're not hitting, again, the RAM so hard. So you can limit the amount of RAM which is a costly section that you're having to use, section off so much. So instead of having, say, 5 years ago, or even 3 or 4 years ago, having 16 gigabytes of RAM, you can now get away with having 4 gigabytes of RAM for, say, about 10% of the cost, because it's come down in cost, for about a $20 package on Cloudflare. It's a non-starter that you would have all of that RAM sat there not doing very much. On the converse side, if you're a large e-commerce website, you will still need a fair bit of RAM because you have a lot of dynamic content on those pages that you may need to serve, especially if your content is changing on a regular basis. So, for example, if you've got a lot of products that are changing, if you're serving a lot of search and things like that, you may need to go, actually, the RAM is serving a purpose here. But along with that, you may then think, actually, is there a better way of doing this? So, for example, the host I work with, Cloudflare, in the UK, I work with other hosts as well, they have a system they've built which integrates tightly with a WordPress search called Elasticsearch. So instead of and using the APIs and stuff, and you'll see this with lots of others, where actually, instead of being relying on database searches, it uses Elasticsearch and its API to do offsite indexing, makes search on WordPress extremely fast. And it's just like using Cloudflare for the caching. So suddenly you've got some amazing service that is extremely, extremely fast, and it scales. And this is why scalability is so important. The other things to look out for in scalability, and these go towards site speed as well, but we'll speak about a little bit more, is the limit. If you're sharing your server, which you will be inherently if you go for the cheaper side of stuff, or you go for a reseller side if you've got a network of websites, is a limit on the number of sites on your server, and whether your what kind of hard drives are in that array of sites or servers. So are they SSDs, are they SATA drives, and hopefully they'll be SSDs or type drives. So, and you also, in terms of scalability, want to be able to add extra domains to your website, whether that's add-ons or included. And you want to be able to, obviously, add emails. Again, it's not always included in packages. Generally, it is these days, depending on who you go with. And you want to be able to upgrade and downgrade your package really easily. And also, really importantly, not be locked into the vendor. So there are lots of the larger hosting companies will try and lock your files into them. And this is specifically the case I found when you try to move from a specific platform provider, so say a WordPress platform provider or a e-commerce hosting provider, to the same system, so WordPress to WordPress, but from a non-specific hosting provider to a generic provider, so say WordPress on a hoster, then you'll find that actually sometimes it's really hard work to do that. And it's just because of the way those setups are. And that's where things like, going back to the usability, having migration support built into those hosts. So again, Cloudflare, Cloud Above do this really well, and they do free migration support. And it's those little bits of support that really made the difference. So, next we have security. Now, number one on the top of my list for security is having firewall management built in to the data center and your servers. If the web host you look at doesn't mention having firewall management as standard and says it's an additional cost, I would run a mile. The reality is that if they're charging you extra for it, what's the point? They're clearly not taking your security and everyone else's security serious, because you could set up without it, in theory, and or you could set up with it, in theory, I should say, and the person next to you doesn't have it, and it puts your website in danger immediately, and it makes you want to question the validity of everything else they're doing. So even if they've got automated malware scans, which is the next thing, or they have virus scans and they have everything else going for them, I would question everything if they're making you pay for any of this stuff on top of what you're already paying. So the next thing I would say is automated malware scans. You want everything you're doing to be scanned, whether that's emails, your files, etc. And it's just a top-level scan of the server, because you yourself should also be looking at scans of your services. You want free SSL. You can get the services could get it for free through I can't remember what the service is called, but they can get SSL for free these days. There's no reason it shouldn't be integrated into the service on the server. And if you have problems with it, Cloudflare, they should hopefully have integration with Cloudflare. They don't need it. You can do it again for free, or you can get the paid service, track your DNS through Cloudflare, it'll give you a free SSL. Honestly, it's the best thing you'll ever do. The other thing, and now we'll talk a bit about uptime here, is you want, and the reason we talk about this is security, you'll understand in a second, is you want an uptime guarantee. Cloudflare have a 99.99% guarantee of uptime, and the reason they do that is because their customer service is just so great. But they have duplication of servers, so they have redundant servers. It's not that all of your data is redundant, but they have backups on other servers. They back up daily on other servers, and it just makes life so much easier. And on larger hosts, you will find that their duplication servers are on multiple servers, and it just makes life so much easier for those hosts. And the other thing in terms of scalability, sorry, we're talking about security, is that what you really also want in terms of those backups is the availability to encrypt them. Now, it's up to you whether you really want that or not. For me, I've never really been that fussed by it because they're kept externally to my website, and you'd have to go some depth to get there. But it's a really good idea. The next thing, and the other thing on security is to add extra people to your hosting chain, as it were. So there isn't just yourself as the owner of an account, but you have a technical person on there, you have another account manager, or you could just have account managers. And each time you email your host, that person gets tagged into it too, or you create a ticket, that person gets tagged into it too. And that way, it's basically a thread of everyone on the host, unless it's a really specific thing of like billing. And this means that security isn't just high in terms of the actual physical hosting, but also your account. And the other really good thing to do is obviously never send your passwords by email. The number of times I've seen this happen, kind of ridiculous. But there are systems, CloudFlare uses one where you can set a password once, they have access to it encrypted entirely because it's done in a very particular way for a certain period of time, and then it destroys it. And it's just a really, really good system. And the other really good thing that you can do is set them up a one-time password and use anything you want to do that. Next up is speed. And this is probably where most of you have come to listen to this. And does speed matter for SEO and web hosting? The answer is yes. But as we talked about earlier in scalability, there are ways around this. So you don't need a ton of RAM to do this. You don't need a lot of space, although caching clearly comes into having some more space so you can cache. But you do kind of need Cloudflare, even if it's the free version, or a CDN of another variety. But when it comes to speed, your web host needs to offer caching, whether they have a specific way of doing it themselves, or it uses Upcache, Redis, or another system. It needs to offer it. And as I say, the likes of Cloud above offer caching across the board on all of their hosting. And they integrate all their WordPress sites through Lightspeed as default. If you have their new virtual platform, they have Redis enabled by default. You can integrate directly with Cloudflare, and everything just syncs. I have a website at the moment for a big publisher that is has a cumulative shift of 0.001, which is syncing, and has a load time of less than 0.05 seconds. So the reality is hosting only goes so far. That website, by the way, is on 4 GB of RAM. You don't have to have a what you would consider an all-single desktop host to get amazing speeds. You knowing how to set it up and having good hosts to help you get you there, and having an easy control panel. So the control panel that is now there for this new virtual host takes away a lot of the gunk, shall we say, from cPanel or from Flask. There's none of that rubbish there. It's just a nice and easy and quick control panel that allows you to turn on and off caching. It says, are you integrated with Cloudflare? It says, do you want image caching? Do you want WebP images? It says, how much RAM do you want to afford to each website? It then lets you set up staging websites and testing websites for free. It lets you clone websites. It shows you your PHP settings. It lets you change between PHP settings if you want to. It lets you access the file manager. It does everything you would expect it to, but takes away all of the rubbish that you don't need to touch as someone who wouldn't want to touch it. And if you are more technically adept, you can literally sit there and go, I want to do this, this, and this. You can probably find it if you want to, but you can then email the web host and go, this needs changing, this needs changing, this needs changing, and do it. And they'll do it really quickly. Or you can go and find the web config file that is hidden in there and do it yourself. Really easy. So, in terms of speed, caching, as I said earlier, limits on the sites, on the servers. And in terms of this new setup that Cloud Above have, it goes to space and the amount of RAM you can afford to each site. So there isn't really a limit because it's virtual. But that's up to you and the types of drive you have. The other thing that goes with this is you or the host managing your quotas. And as I talked about with this virtual host, it's really easy to manage how much RAM you afford or how much space you afford to each one and what your upload limits are, etc., etc. But also, if you go as Cloud Above, they split their hosting down into small starter hosting, which starts at £3 a month. They have set out the hosting packages really easy. They make them easy to understand, and there's basically no limits. And all of their packages come with daily backups. And the reason I keep mentioning daily backups, and even here in speed, is if you do something wrong on your website, and we've all done this, and I as an SEO have had clients do this, is if you screw something up on your website, you want to be able to roll it back to the day before or even the week before. Daily backups and weekly backups are really important. Now, there are a few other things. I may have mentioned a few of them earlier in this podcast that you want to look out for. So, number one, having the ability to install apps. And what I mean by this is having an easy installer to be able to install things like WordPress, other blogging platforms, Magento, for instance. There's an easy installer that exists on most hosts. You want that kind of thing if you don't really know what you're doing. The thing you may find is that if you set up using one of the smaller platforms, say on Cloud Above or on any other platform, if you choose, say, a WordPress hosting, it may say, do you want WordPress installed? And it's just really easy. It does it whilst you're, say, connecting your domain name. That brings us to domain names. Lots of these hosts will include a domain name if you buy a year's worth of package. Now, that alone can save you about 50%. So, your domain name would generally cost you, let's say, for argument's sake, 12 quid a year in your first year. However, if you take the Cloud Above hosting for its minimum package, in the UK, that would be £30 a year. So you are roughly gonna pay what, about a third less when you get, or the equivalent of a third less when you take a free domain name. You can also transfer domain names in or just use your domain name. Really easy. It just makes a lot of sense to do that. Obviously, you've got affordability, so things like £3 a month for hosting, or you get a yearly plan, you save even more. Really makes sense. Having payment methods that make sense to you makes sense. And speaking of affordability, if you buy a Cloud Above hosting, which is cloudabove.com, and use the promo code SEO Andy, you will get £5 off your hosting. And you can use that on any period. So even if you're buying a month, so you can buy that one for £3 a month, and you buy it monthly, you'll get £3 off. But if you buy anything over £5, you'll get the £5 off. So next up, migration support. We've already spoke about this. If you've got a large website, they will help you. They will organize with you what access they need, what the easiest path is. I had one recently that took nearly a week to not just organize the migration, but do the actual migration. They got in touch with the technical side on the other team. It was amazing support. This is why I sing the praise of Cloud above so much, is just their fantastic support. Next up, a free trial on money back. You don't often get a free trial these days on hosting because it's often so affordable, but you'll often see things like 100-day money back guarantee, 90-day money back guarantie. Like Bob have, I think it's a 90-day money back guarantee. I've even seen a year money back guarantee. One thing I would say is I've never seen anyone take it. However, it's always worth knowing it's there. And honestly, if you have an issue, use it. What have you got to lose is honestly the answer. Finally, on other things to look for is, and this may not apply to everybody, is being eco-friendly. So, do they use green energy? Do they carbon offset the data center at large? And if you buy something as a bit of the carbon offset, I suppose, do they do things like plant trees, plants, etc., etc.? Cloud above are green energy, and they plant trees each time you use a service. It depends what route you want to go down, being green, etc., etc. All things to think about, and that eco-friendliness may be something that's built into your business, and all else being the same in terms of hosting, price, security, etc., because a lot of web hosts are kind of much the same, could be a deal breaker for you. Now, I often get asked about bandwidth. Now, most hosts in the UK don't really have a limit on what bandwidth you get given, because in the UK it's not really a big deal. Whereas in the US, for example, you kind of get, oh, you'll get a terabyte of bandwidth or 100 gigabytes of bandwidth. So, again, my advice here is to always turn around and get a CDN. It will reduce the amount of bandwidth you're using. What I would say is, if you're concerned about bandwidth, is look at the smaller local players. So Cloud Above isn't a huge player in the UK. It's probably a medium-sized player these days. And look at players out of country that are also SME size, who will offer kind of an unmetered bandwidth and have a really good connection. The other thing to look at is, and this, I don't generally say this, is look at big generic companies and get a generic package. But you have to be careful with these. So, and I've never recommended Bluehost before. I've never used their service. But Bluehost have a generic cPanel hosting with unmetered bandwidth. Now, I'm not aware that it has any security on there. I do know some of their specific WordPress hosting doesn't let you run certain plugins, and it doesn't re let you run certain features or edit certain config features. So, oh, it obviously did a few years ago, and that's why I've never recommended it. However, a generic cPanel setup may let you do that. And I'm guessing it's the same for GoDaddy. And my advice for these big hosts is always go down the generic hosting route, because you will bypass a lot of their security that's around their WordPress hosting, because they don't let you run specific plugins because they think it's faster. When in fact, they're just blocking them because they don't want to let you do it. And B, what you want to do is your own thing and have that unmetered bandwidth. But as I say, I would prefer to support an SME and get a genuinely unmetered bandwidth that is never going to be shut down by a large host who could turn around tomorrow and increase your price. So, moving on to our next piece here, which is large websites, enterprise websites, and networks of websites, and the difference there. So, having dealt with the single websites, so having one website, you have to look for all those features we've talked about. So we've spoke there about basically speed, security, scalability, and usability. Now these all come into play again for networks, but there's a few more things you need to consider. So number one is how many websites you've got. Number two, their size. And number three, how hungry are they? So, if you have two websites, my advice is just to get two individual hosting packages. Same if you've got three. It's going to be more affordable to have individual packages for them, unless they need to talk to each other and use the same database. Once you get beyond three, I would advise you to look at what is either known as reseller hosting, which is an affordable way of using basically virtual hosting. And the way I would describe a reseller plan is it's hosting for say design agencies and creative agencies or freelancers. Or you would look at either a cloud server or VPS, which is what I spoke about earlier, that Cloud Above have their own little system for, which is called Scaled. Or you would use a managed service. And the managed service is for business critical websites. So you've got this reseller plan, which is for, yes, for large websites, but it's for websites that aren't so power hungry. You've then got this cloud service, which is for e-commerce websites, large publications. They're not so power hungry, but they're kind of quite big and chunky, and you need good control. But you can do that pretty much yourself. You need a bit of input sometimes, but not a huge amount. And then you've got managed hosting, which you want the hosting partner to control pretty much everything on a day-to-day basis. Expert management, it's business critical. And this hosting, you'll only get very, very little access to. And if you want anything doing to the hosting, you have to email the host and say, need this doing, need that doing. The only access you'll get is via SSH or FTP. You'll get email hosting there if you want, but generally you do email hosting elsewhere. And so You can also host your apps there if you wanted to. But generally, it's also in that order for costing. So reseller is fairly cheap. Cloud, a bit more expensive because it's more robust. Managed is really, really robust. So, what you need to consider is, again, that idea of how many websites do you have? Because if you've got, say, three or more, say 3 to 10 could exist on reseller. And reseller, for example, starts on for a cPanel package, starts with 50 gigabytes of space, is around £25 a month plus VAT in the UK, and that's cloud above. And then the VPN services, you are talking anywhere from for a good one. So this again is the one that I use. Is again about £20 to £25 a month. Although realistically, if you've got multiple websites on it and you're wanting a really, really solid amount of information, so the £20 to £25 is 40 gigabytes of data. If you want a really solid one, it's about 40, and that's with 8 gigabytes on RAM. But if you talk to Cloud Above, they will be able to customize this for you and give you the amount of storage you want, and that's with NVMe storage, which is the fastest storage you will get in hosting. And then the managed hosting is really one of those interesting ones, and it's the lowest package starts at $40 a month. I have a client who uses this, and they have about six websites just sat on there. They're not very big, but they are mission critical for their charity. Again, NVMe storage. You have dedicated CPUs on both them and the virtual servers, and literally never goes down. I've never known either the virtual server or the managed service to ever go down. Because, and they also always come with 24-hour monitoring, which is the reseller and the individual host, which you kind of monitor yourself, and if you see it go down, you alert them and they'll sort it very, very quickly for you. The top level managed server that they list, although you can ask for more, is at 160 gigabyte with 16 gigabyte and 8 CPUs for 100 plus VAT. Now, that is a super duper server and extremely robust. You can ask for more, and I stress that because I've known people ask for more. And as I say, this isn't monitored. If you need more, you can get more. Honestly, do it. It's really scalable, and the only one out of these that you would have to put with any downtime for scalability that we were talking about earlier is the managed server, where you'd probably have to put with maybe an hour or two's downtime for expanding the physical storage on there. It's not very much, and you may not even have to do that these days. It's really good. Security, obviously. Managed service, much more secure. I'd tell you to use SSH to access it. If you're not technically minded, you're probably not going to use it anyway. You probably get it all set up, all your files transferred over, and just lock it down. And then I heavily advise you use 1Password or LastPass to access the websites. And the other thing I would advise is, in terms of speed, is every website behind a reseller, although if you're dealing with clients, it's not possible, Every one of your own websites is behind Cloudflare, at least the free version. Again, this increases security, it makes them faster, it makes them more scalable because they're being served everywhere around the world, and it also blocks things like bad bots from your website. The one thing you will have to do if you're a large publisher or article website is just watch out that you're not blocking, say, ad bots or search bots. Search bots tend to be okay. It's ad bots that are a bit of an issue. And just pass them through. Now, you might be thinking, well, that's not specific to a network. But it is, because the more you scale, the more you have to spend. And there is no point in spending on a reseller account when actually what you need is a specific requirement for an individual website. So let's just give you an example. So on this starter plan, you can spend £12 a month for 50 gigabytes, and in theory you can host unlimited websites on that, and that is shared hosting, just to be clear. However, on the reseller account for 50 gigabytes, you'll be spending £25 a month. The reason for the difference is you get more access to more things on the reseller account, but you don't need them for that individual shared hosting. And also, the starter plan is set up for WordPress. It's set up for your needs. It is not set up for you to turn around and go, I need to do this, this, and this. The reality is it's set up for WordPress. It comes with free migrations. It comes with a 360 security, and you have the knowledge that you can pick up the phone 24 hours a day and go, I need this help. You can do that on the reseller too, you're left with a control panel, cPanel, WHM, going, I've got to set up these myself. And yeah, you get help with the migration, but it's kind of a bit more, you've got to have the technical know-how. So unless you need cPanel, I would always go down the route of having the smaller package and a package you know you can control. And it's the same with the virtual hosting and the managed hosting. Don't take that step up the chain unless you need that robust platform. And I've spoke a lot today about Cloudflare. My advice is always to use it if you can. There's a free version of it, so you can always stick your domain through it. However, if you register your domain with CloudAbove, they have or with most hosts, they have a great managed firewall. So you will automatically be going through a really good firewall. But you can also ask them if they have integration directly to Cloudflare that you can offset that with. And if they don't worry about it too much. The good thing about registering with most hosts is they'll give you free email addresses as well. So that's about it. The other good things you can do with most hosts is turn on caching instantly if you register your domain with them. So you don't have to worry about page speed most of the time. It's just there. They have it set up out of the box. You just install, say, Lightspeed on CloudAbove, and everything out of the box just works. It activates everything. You don't need to change any settings in the plugin. So everything's hey presto with it. Just a quick reminder then of what we spoke about today. So we spoke about the four essentials. We spoke about speed, security, scalability, and They included things like uptime, which is an uptime promise, duplication of servers, and we also spoke about speed, which is obviously how fast the server is, the amount of RAM, but mainly does it use caching, the number of sites on a server, which can be slightly down to you as well as the host, limits on the sites on the server, as we say, the types of hard drives, so SSD, NVMe, especially the managed hosting and virtual servers. We talked about security, so automated malware scans, firewall management, rather, Cloudflare integration and SSLs. We talked about support being essential. So live support, priority management by email rather than just ticket, not a knowledge base, and we didn't quite touch on this, but if they've got a forum, all the better. And also have a look at their social media. How responsive are they on social media? We regularly touched quotas, but I didn't mention it as a system. So quotas for easy to management of your websites. So how much RAM and capacity there is. So if you're using cPanel, the reseller, or a virtual host, can you manage that easily? Easy and ensuring limited quotas are easy to understand both on their own website and on your server. Having daily and weekly backups included. Easy to add on emails or ensuring they're included, and the same for domain names. Can you add more domain names really easy to your service, in particular if you're a reseller host or you've got a virtual server? And finally, you want easy to install scripts, you want it to be an easy to use control panel, easy to upgrade and downgrade. You want no vendor locking so you can move your files when you want to a new host, assuming you ever want to do that. You want migration support, and we spoke about that at some length about how great or how bad that experience can be. You want a free trial or a money back guarantee, and you want it to be affordable with good payment methods. And of course, you want it to be eco-friendly in some way, because that can be the difference when all else fails. So, if you've got any questions on web hosting, get in touch, let us know. I'll be here again next week. My name's Andy Kinsey. You can get in touch over at Andy Kinsey on Twitter. Find us online, seoandy.com/podcast. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you again for another SEO Andy podcast.